Same lineup Helly's in.
Have a good day.
All right, then. Thanks for coming.
We're going to be moving here. Six periods for Nathan Beaulieu in the last couple of games. What have you seen from his return?
Simple and strong. You know, he's a lot of times when a guy sits out that long and with the injury that he had comes back, he's going to beat the puck up a little bit. Kind of the whole timing of the game is off. But I can tell you, maybe it was a bit of a benefit of keeping him out just slightly past when he thought he was ready to play and have it in practice and move more pucks, that he came in and he certainly hasn't looked like a guy that's been out a day. His feet are moving, the puck moves, he's heavy, and the rest of it's simple.
Still have 8 weeks to go, but this morning you're in a playoff spot. From coming out of the bye week when you weren't, is there any little bit of satisfaction or, I guess, words you can say to your players that, hey, you're doing the right thing and it's paying off here?
Yeah, it wouldn't be based on standings. It would be based on play. We went three games, culminating in the Boston game that we thought we had turned a corner and our compete level has just been way higher. It starts to worry you with your hockey team. I thought we didn't have much in the tank in Carolina, Columbus, but we played one heck of a game against Boston. But you know you need it to go. You need to win a game here soon, and you've got, you know, St. Louis, Nashville, St. Louis. That's a tall task to win those two games in the structure and in the environment that we were in, playing a certain style of game. We're very, very hopeful that that is the foundation of our game going forward.
It's a tough style to play, probably tiring. How do you ward off
right
getting to that point that you were before the break, where you were tired? What was that?
You know what? It you recover so much faster off wins, right? The emotional level, the emotional cost of a loss is heavy. And this environment, you're right, like for the next 8 weeks, this is going to be, I'm answering, how tough was that loss? Could it be devastating? How big was that win? That's the environment that we're in now. So you watch for it in terms of how, you know, we'll really monitor that practice skate. We'll come out of the Ranger game, have a two-day block, and that's it till the end of the month. So that's our last big, heavy stretch of schedule. So we'll just really monitor how often we put them on the ice, trying to run a longer bench, but that will change right away depending on the score because every night's a must-winner.
You know, we talk a lot about Patrick Laine's kind of ascension in his game, but he's 21 and that sort of thing. Was there a time, maybe last year or this year, where the light bulb maybe clicked for him, or was it maybe like a steady progression?
I think it's a steady progression. I think what I'm really hoping now is that he's going to get enough of a payoff over this last block of games where, I mean, he played a hell of a game in St. Louis. He took some big hits, gave some big hits. He was an impact player in that game, even if he doesn't score a goal. Like, he's a driver that we can continue to maintain and build that game, and he continues to score goals. And he's going to get lots of, he still has lots of room to get better. He's a young man, but there's I believe, an awareness now of the other things that he can do for our club besides scoring goals. One of them is to be a big, strong fella, and he's showing that.
Have you seen, so he had those dips in confidence. I mean, those are self-admitted ones.
Right.
Have you seen less of that this year?
I thought the other night, the St. Louis at home, I think, is that the night of years? Boston at home, he cracked three bars. And I thought a year or two ago, that would have been the end of his five-on-five game. Right, if it didn't go for him, he'd get deflated very easily, and there was none of it in the game. His next shift out, he was hard. He had moved on. I'm hopeful that he's taking, that would be a sign of a player that's going to build confidence in his game even when he's not scoring, with the understanding you do so much more for our club than just score goals. So we're hoping it's turn the corner. Kind of, I think you're right. Let's just say it's a natural progression, evolution of maturity in a player when you understand how important you are for the entire shift, not just when the puck's on your stick.
Players that Mark Scheifele singled out was Patrick Kane. And to be aware of him listening tonight, from a coach's perspective, something that needs to be keyed in on.
He's just hard to find, right? He's elusive. He'll take the puck back. You make adjustments in your neutral zone for him alone, for his style of play. And then when you think you're going to match, he might just stay for two, right? He can. He's playing the wing, and he might just wait for a pair of D that he likes to come out before he goes off the ice. So everybody's going to play against him. And then we'll just put the old cliches that we fire out about any of these guys, time and space. They're going to get their chances. We just got to make sure there's not too many of them.